Bath County's Board of Supervisors faced an unsettled and vocal public once again on Tuesday night. The meeting started off with the board striking a scheduling item from the agenda. Quite a few members of the public had come to the meeting planning to gather more information about why the board was going to consider repealing the land use tax. The point then became irrelevant. No public hearing was scheduled, because the issue cannot be raised for another 6 years in conjunction with the next county reassessment. One other, quote, fly in the ointment was the method of writing up meeting minutes was changed from previous months to be more of a summary than recalling specific dialogues that took place. The attentive public was aware of this, as well as the need for those who are unable to attend meetings to know exactly what happens there. One speaker mentioned she had asked over a year ago, and this was a return visit to the podium, if there could be a system put in place for tracking progress on actions or responses to questions. Jonah Windham of Hot Springs spoke to the minutes issue.
I find it interesting that this board thinks that citizens should come to the office and to listen to recordings. If this county cannot afford to put minutes out that represent what's being done in these meetings, then something's wrong. You are hiding from the members or the residents of this county what you're doing. I think that the board needs to readdress that. This is one way you can make sure that the people in the county know what you're doing. You're not doing a very good job.
Board Chair Richard Byrd promptly advised county administration to return to the more detailed way of reporting meetings. Still on the subject of transparency and easy access, Claire Collins, Cedar Creek District, observed.
There's no reason why we couldn't be live streaming meetings or doing something so that if somebody is at home, they can be on a computer and they might not be able to get here, or they have their phone and they can actually see the meeting as it's going on. I think that's very important.
The board did approve, after considerable discussion, the rezoning of a property currently zoned business convenience to general business. They also awarded the contract for demolition of buildings on the future visitor center site in Mitchelltown to Turnkey Construction of Millboro. Then supervisors asked anyone with an interest in serving in an at-large position on the board of the Rockbridge Regional Library to please speak to county or library administration. The ongoing challenge to establish a budget is going to be addressed in another work session on Monday evening, April 24th, because while many areas of the county's operations have been allotted level funding, there is still at least one major piece, such as school employees' insurance plans, to be accommodated. As part of the public input on the budget, Jeff Grimm of Millboro spoke.
A loaf of bread was how much in 1971? Let's bring this into perspective. Since 2017, basically Bath County is spending the same money today that they were spending in 2002. Is a loaf of bread the same amount of money? Is gasoline the same price today or as it was in 2002? Simply put, you cannot live in today's time with inflation and so forth and spend the exact same money. I applaud you guys for trying, but at least equalize the amount of money that's coming in. It only makes good business sense.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.